42. The second principle, the unity of mankind. November the 11th. I spoke yesterday of the first principle of the teaching of Baha'u'llah, the search for truth, how it is necessary for a man to put aside all in the nature of superstition and every tradition which would blind his eyes to the existence of truth in all religions. He must not, while loving and clinging to one form of religion, permit himself to detest all others. It is essential that he search for truth in all religions, and if his seeking be in earnest, he will assuredly succeed. Now, the first discovery which we make in our search after truth will lead us to the second principle, which is the unity of mankind. All men are servants of the one God. One God reigns over all the nations of the world and has pleasure in all his children. All men are of one family. The crown of humanity rests on the head of every human being. In the eyes of the Creator, all his children are equal. His goodness is poured forth on all. He does not favour this nation or that nation. All alike are his creatures. This being so, why should we make divisions, separating one race from another? Why should we create barriers of superstition and tradition, bringing discord and hatred among the people? The only difference between members of the human family is that of degree. Some are like children who are ignorant and must be educated until they arrive at maturity. Some are like the sick and must be treated with tenderness and care. None are bad or evil. We must not be repelled by these poor children. We must treat them with great kindness, teaching the ignorant and tenderly nursing the sick. Consider, unity is necessary to existence. Love is the very cause of life. On the other hand, separation brings death. In the world of material creation, for instance, all things owe their actual life to unity. The elements which compose wood, mineral, or stone are held together by the law of attraction. If this law should cease for one moment to operate, these elements would not hold together, they would fall apart, and the object would in that particular form cease to exist. The law of attraction has brought together certain elements in the form of this beautiful flower, but when that attraction is withdrawn from this center, the flower will decompose and, as a flower, cease to exist. So it is with the great body of humanity. The wonderful law of attraction, harmony, and unity holds together this marvelous creation. As with the whole, so with the parts. Whether a flower or a human body, when the attracting principle is withdrawn from it, the flower or the man dies. It is therefore clear that attraction, harmony, unity, and love are the cause of life, whereas repulsion, discord, hatred, and separation bring death. We have seen that whatever brings division into the world of existence causes death. Likewise, in the world of the spirit does the same law operate. Therefore, should every servant of the one God be obedient to the law of love, avoiding all hatred, discord, and strife. We find, when we observe nature, that the gentler animals group themselves together in flocks and herds, whereas the savage, ferocious creatures, such as the lion, the tiger, and the wolf, live in wild forests apart from civilization. Two wolves or two lions may live amicably together, but 1,000 lambs may share the same fold, and a large number of deer can form one herd. Two eagles can dwell in the same place, that 1,000 doves can gather into one habitation. Man should at least be numbered among the gentler animals, but when he becomes ferocious, he is more cruel and malicious than the most savage of the animal creation. Now Baha'u'llah has proclaimed the unity of the world of mankind. All peoples and nations are of one family, the children of one father, and should be to one another as brothers and sisters. I hope that you will endeavour in your lives to show forth and spread this teaching. Baha'u'llah said that we should love even our enemies and be to them as friends. If all men were obedient to this principle, the greatest unity and understanding would be established in the hearts of mankind.